This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1415. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 2nd, BBC dumps another language. QSL tips from Germany and Italy. Prague and Kiev off the air. New schedules for Georgia, Myanmar, RMI. Tributes to innovators of narrowcasting and FM stereo. International FM and TV DX. And the propagation outlook. Let us begin with what should be a nice cool place in midsummer, the Faroe Islands. It seems their main medium wave frequency is off the air at the moment, 531 kilohertz. And being at the bottom of the medium wave band and mostly over water, it should have large coverage. I know it does reach into continental Europe in the daytime. Eric Kuyen, Denmark, reports to DSWCIDX Window. He was in contact with one of his technical friends in the Faroe Islands about the absence of the medium wave. Their old transmitter stopped working at the beginning of May. But they're installing a new 2 times 50 kilowatt transmitters, which can be run together for 100, and they expect 531 to be back around the 1st of October. They do webcast at www.uf.fo. Idun Ritz in Denmark of mediumwave.info sends more about this. The new transmitter at Akraberry, 531 kilohertz, is on the way. It went off the air on May 6th due to technical problems caused by old technology, and it was not repairable. The best and cheapest solution was to install the new transmitters, which will come into temporary use during August, to be completed during the last quarter of this year. Chris Lewis heard the BBC World Service announce on June 25th that they'll be canceling their Romanian language service after 69 years. They justified it as due to the expanding media market in Romania. However, Kim Andrew Elliott says they might want to monitor this before pulling the plug. Reporters Without Borders reported that, although initially rejected by the Romanian Chamber of Deputies, a proposed amendment to the broadcasting law that would force radio and TV stations to balance news with negative themes with an equal amount of news with positive themes has been adopted by the Romanian Senate. Not exactly a free press. Chris Lewis and Alakesh Gupta then sent a story from BBC News itself about this. They said another reason was falling audiences and the need for savings across the world service. Romanian will be the only language service to close during the current world service budget, which runs until April 2011. The National Union of Journalists broadcasting organizer, Paul McLaughlin, told BBC News that the closure was shocking, a devastating blow for a service renowned for providing exemplary journalism, and it seems that bit by bit the BBC is intent on dismantling the world service. He added that members were considering the possibility of strike action. Media Broadcast, GmbH, formerly known as Deutsche Telekom, runs all those shortwave transmitters in Germany, which are no longer used at all by Deutsche Welle, renting them out to just about anyone, numerous religious groups, and clandestine broadcasters. Dan Henderson has news of a change in the QSL policy there. When he tried to get a QSL for the recently added Lutheran service to the Cameroons, Sautu Linjila, on 9655 kilohertz. The person who replied is named Sabine Gavol, S-A-B-I-N-E-G-A-W-O-L, and she says, find attached the QSL card. Please send in future reception reports exclusively by email to this address, qsl-shortwave@media-broadcast.com. That is easier for us to handle. Christopher Lewis in England found Radio Prague missing from some of its broadcasts June 25th at 0700, nothing there on 11600 or 9880. The next day he found a brief mention on their webpage during a news item. that violent storms had swept the Czech Republic, leaving one person dead and others injured. And this storm is what has interrupted some transmissions, but they gave no further details. So it's not clear if this was just due to a power outage or actual damage to their antennas or something else. Meanwhile, they were also missing, according to Gilles Letourneau in Quebec, 2200 UT on June 26th, and a couple of hours later, on 9415 and 7345 respectively. This was welcomed by John Babison, Maryland, who, of course, is the number one Voice of Greece monitor and listener, because Prague had been interfering with Greece on adjacent 9420. Anyhow, it turned out that Prague's downtime lasted about 48 hours. Another station missing, Radio Ukraine International, Craig Christ, says there was nothing on 7440 when he checked at midnight UT, June 25th. No explanation to be found on their webpage, and they were still missing 24 hours later, says Gilles Letourneau in Quebec. However, later that same day, June 26th, they were back on the air, according to Jose Miguel Romero and other monitors. Last week, we mentioned that Radio Maria in Italy on 26,000 kilohertz was being heard around Europe thanks to Sporadic E. That's their AM frequency, and also finally simulcasting DRM on 26010. The following week, there have been some other reports of that being heard, even though the power is only 250 watts. Italian DXer Giampiero Bernardini has volunteered to be their QSL manager. Send reports to this email address, qsl@radiomaria.org. If you prefer a paper confirmation, you need to write to his personal address, Giampiero Bernardini, Via Tertulliano, Tertullino, number 35, 20137 Milano, Italy. And in that case, please add stamps, an IRC, or a dollar to cover the reply postage costs. Audio clips are appreciated. And another follow-up to last week about Vatican Radio expanding transmissions from the Vatican itself on 4005, causing confusion with another Catholic station in Bolivia. Mano Ritola in Finland says, I asked them about the schedule change, and they said there is no change. This was a temporary problem in Vatican's frequency managing system. I say, in other words, no human being was paying attention to what was going on the air. With the closure of the main medium wave frequency of Switzerland's Italian service, 558 kHz, which went ahead as planned June 30th, we can't help but wonder if more of their medium wave frequencies are bound to be closed down. Christian Gibodo in France inquired of Swiss Radio about their French service on 765 kHz. They said, as I translate and summarize, that frequency is also threatened with closure due to perceived electromagnetic radiation hazards, but no decision will be made on this for at least a year or two. Kim Elliott sends a story from thisdayonline.com about FRCN in Nigeria, headlined Lack of Funds Affects FRCN Output. The FRCN Director General, Mr. Ben Egbuna, says the corporation has done its best to stay above board. A few new modern broadcast equipments have been procured and installed. Our men are still learning how to manage the equipment. As soon as they are done, our broadcast quality will definitely improve. On the FRCN zonal stations in Ibadan and Enugu, he said that these are dead because of lack of funds to replace the equipment that have gone completely bad. The only shortwave station still on air is Kaduna. That too is down for now due to damage by a rainstorm, but our engineers are trying to fix it, and very soon it will come back on the air. I guess that refers to 4770 and or 6090. At Media Network, Andy Sennett points out a story from the Zimbabwean newspaper Sunday Mail, which claims that Voice of Zimbabwe, that's the government station, appears to be reaching all parts of the globe, judging by correspondence received from countries as far apart as Brazil and India. But Andy Sennett comments, it's interesting that the countries mentioned all have a significant number of DXers who routinely report to radio stations attempting to get their QSL cards. It is technically impossible to provide a world service with a single transmitter operating in the 60 and 49 meter bands. Apparently, Voice of Zimbabwe is confusing DX reports with letters from people genuinely interested in the station's programming. Kai Ludwig goes even further. But do they have any interest in knowing better? Counting QSL hunters as real listeners is an old trick when determining listener figures. This includes fooling itself about good reception when no real-world listener would accept what the DXers picked out of the noise. And in this case, the deception and self-deception is, in my humble opinion, embarrassingly obvious. Last week, we reported a frequency change for the Voice of America Studio 7 to Zimbabwe via Madagascar, 11605, replacing 13755, between 17 and 18 UT. Now, in the past, the same frequency has continued from other IBB sites. And, in fact, those two have also changed to 11605, between 18 and 20 UT from Sri Lanka or Botswana. In the British DX Club, Chris Greenway reminds us of the schedules for the other two services broadcasting into Zimbabwe. SW Radio Africa at 17 to 19 on 4880 and 12035. Radio Voice of the People, now with three broadcasts, 04 to 05 on 11610, 11 to 12 on 11695, and 17 to 18 on 7120. Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland is presumed to have been heard by Roland Schulze in Germany, DSWCI, on 7120. This has been very tough to catch because of co-channel interference, but he says between June 3rd and 12th, he was hearing what was presumably Somali with talk, music, and singing groups from the Horn of Africa, and they mentioned Somalia. This was between 1520 and 1558 UT when interference from China in Tamil came on the frequency. 7120. However, Somalia has not been heard since June 12th due to Chad, which also started using 7120, as we mentioned last week. In the British DX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria observed this schedule in June for Abkhaz Radio in Georgia. Daily at 04 to 05, and daily except Sunday 07 to 720, 11 to 1120 daily on 9495, 9535, and medium wave 1350. Daily 14 to 15, but Sunday only until 1430 on 9495 and 1350. Those two frequencies also relay Radio Rossi as follows, Monday to Friday 05 to 07, Monday to Saturday 15 to 1725. All these times vary. About Myanmar, Martin Groot in Netherlands points out the WRTH update says their Minorities and Educational Service, formerly on 5040, is now on 9730.73, as he measured it, heard June 30th at 1505, until carrier went off at 1512.37. He says the frequency is clear after China closes at 1457. We have some other reports of this, all on slightly different measured frequencies. In DSWCI, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka says 9730.75, Myanmar Radio in Yangon, past 0800 and still on the Burmese service until closing at 1512. Ron Howard in California measured it on 9730.74, June 25th at 1235 to 1245. Playing easy listening music seemed to be in vernacular and not parallel to 5985.0. And later, he says, if it is the minority service, they may well be carrying some English language lessons. In the past, heard occasionally on 5040.6. And he also heard this June 30th from 1347 until off at, of course, 1512 on 9730.74. There were long talks in a vernacular using some English words such as environmental. via medium wave, shortwave, FM, satellite, and internet. This is World of Radio 1415. Check our website for a great deal more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Your comments and contributions welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. On July 1st, between 14 and 16 UT, I was surprised to find China Radio International's English relay via Cuba on 13760 instead of 13740, where there was nothing to be heard. Now, 13760 had been in use for Radio Havana Cuba itself until 15 UT, but not on July 1st. The usual poor modulation. Havana was still on that band with a much stronger signal of its own on 13680. So time will tell whether this is a second semester permanent change for China via Cuba. Dan Say in Colombie-Britannique forwards a webpage from Radio Taiwan International announcing that their French relays via WYFR would be ending at the end of June. They're still transmitting in French via Rampisham, UK, and Issoudun, France. And Kai Ludwig adds, they've also announced that they're no longer relaying German via WYFR. Now, there had been reports a couple of months ago that they would also be dropping English to North America via WYFR. We were expecting this to happen, but it was still there. July 2nd at 0200 on 5950 and 9680. As well as a few hours earlier, the English to Europe via Florida was still going at 22 UT on 15600. We've been wondering about this since the RTI website in English did not mention any changes as of July 1st. But there may be some other broadcasts which have been canceled via WYFR in other languages. In Australian DX News, John Wright says Keith Ashton passed away suddenly on the 21st of June. He was a member of our club, a great, knowledgeable radio man. He'd been involved in radio in Australia at a great many different stations, was always coming up with new ideas, including starting private shortwave broadcasting. Lately, he'd been working on an old frequency in the 49-meter band, trying to get a shortwave transmitter license. One of his recent ventures was called Double V Radio, applying for shortwave licenses on the 120-meter band. Many of his posts appear on the forums of dxing.info, where I added a nice tribute to him, which was in ADXN, but originated with a website whose URL I'm going to give. It's rather long, but it's illustrated and well worth reading about this interesting person. The man who created more radio licenses than any other person in Australian history, and he invented narrowcast broadcasting. www.isonliveradio.com/IARBA/lifemembers/KEITH_ASHTON.html. WRMI on 9955, but I was trying their webcast on Monday, June 30th, and heard between 15 and 17 UT a musical surprise or sorpresa musical from Radio Republica. This was not the unattributed Cuban music heard earlier in June, but some different music which did repeat during the hour. Jeff White says that was a one-time special transmission. But there have been some schedule changes at WRMI, notably that much-hyped talk show, Overnight AM, originating in Oklahoma City, vanished. I guess it was early in June. I took a look at their website, and they apparently were about to crash and burn with all kinds of problems. As a result, WRMI has filled those 15 hours a week with even more World Radio Network, now running 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, from 16 until midnight UT. So you can hear many more foreign stations relayed via WRMI. Jeff White also draws our attention to an updated program schedule for WRMI. It's not the XLS version, which is outdated, but if you go to their homepage, www.wrmi.net, you'll find on the left side of the page a link to complete program schedule under programs. As far as we know, World of Radio and the other DX programs are still airing at the same times as before on WRMI. Brock Whaley sends an item from allaccess.com about Carl G. Eilers, E-I-L-E-R-S, the father of stereo FM radio and stereo television sound. He died suddenly on Friday, June 18th of an apparent heart attack in River Forest, Illinois. He was 83. He became known for pioneering work during his 50-year career at Zenith. He worked on the world's first pay TV system and led Zenith development on stereophonic FM broadcasting. The stereo FM standard he co-developed was first adopted by the FCC in 1961 and is still in use around the world. As R&D manager, he co-developed Zenith's MTS, multi-channel television sound stereo TV system, adopted by the industry in 1984, and he was also in the 90s a key member of the high-definition TV development team. Now some anomalies about Spanish to be heard on the FM band. Tim McVeigh reported to WTFDA, receiving on 87.7, apparently in Eastern Virginia, a Spanish-speaking station, overriding Channel 6 Richmond WTVR audio, which of course is on 87.75. He wasn't sure what it was, unless possibly a low-power TV station in Fairfax, Virginia, which is licensed W06CJ. Yes, that is exactly what he had, according to Les Bruce in Alexandria, Virginia. He says this low-power TV station has been program testing for over a year, but lately it's been pretty much full-time and seems to have increased their power with a frequent bilingual ID announcing program testing and requesting comments. They also have Christian programming in English at midday. Steve Solomon in Massachusetts reports to WTFDA hearing Spanish audio on 94.7 in mono. This was a sporadic e-opening from somewhere southward from his location. Russ Edmonds listened to his recording, and it was Latina 94.7. There's a website, www.latina94.com. This is apparently a pirate in the Savannah, Georgia area, although something on the website about Miami. Randy Zurr in Fort Walton Beach says he's heard it via Tropo from the east, which of course points towards Savannah rather than Miami. I haven't been able to get a decent signal from the reactivated Merida Yucatan on 6105 variable, so I decided I would pick up their FM station. Well, not exactly, actually. You just take FM sporadic openings as they occur, but I was fortunate enough to catch one from Merida Yucatan, including their FM station on 95.3. This was June 29th, around 17 UT, Candela FM. I also first received XHMIA 89.3 Radio Energia and another station in the Merida market on 92.9 XHYUC. It's the Imer public radio outlet. In WTFDA, Fred Nordquist in South Carolina was hearing what sounded like a Jamaican accent on 88.9 July 1st at 1610 UT. He reviewed his tape and heard them mentioning something in Belize, and indeed there's a station in Belize on that frequency at Ladyville. In the National Radio Club, Jerry Kiefer updates last week's item about the situation in the Bahamas and replacing their medium wave transmitters. My old buddy George Harris, who's been at ZNS for 23 years, says the 50 kilowatt Nautil transmitter that was new in 1995 is now shot. When it was installed and for a number of years, the transmitter building had no air conditioning, only big fans moving lots of air, but it took its toll. The salt that got into the transmitter did a number on the copper and aluminum, causing corrosive action. Air conditioning was installed a few years back, but the damage had been done. They lost lots of MOSFETs and were always sending power modules back to Nautel to be rebuilt. Things manifested themselves in the last hurricane season when the most they could do was 22 kilowatts. One of the towers in the directional array was replaced in the mid-90s, and the other one gets a replacement this summer. And somebody made off with a large portion of the ground system. George said, gone are the days of DX reports from Barbados, but they hope to be hitting on all cylinders by sometime this fall. That's ZNS 1540 in Nassau. In March, Nigel Pimlet and his fellow DXers in Alberta were hearing an intriguing harmonic NID on 2980 kHz in Spanish. A recording of it has finally been identified by Henrik Clements in Sweden. It's Radio Vida Nueva in Colombia, Barranquilla. There was a phone number mentioned which matched that of the station, as reported in the Real DX group. HCJB has closed down its 21455 kHz sideband frequency. It had been on the air for a number of years with low power, but it made an interesting propagation beacon. Jose Bueno in Spain heard them announce the closure on their Spanish DX program. Lots of Bolivian DX reported this week. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia via Play DX and Conexión Digital had Radio San Miguel Riberalta on 4699.4 June 29th at 10:27 with evangelical programming. Also Radio Universitaria in Cobija June 28th at 23:48 to midnight 20 on 4732.1. In Radio Escutas, Marcio M. Ponchich in São Paulo reports Bolivia's Radio Virgen de los Remedios, presumably on 4110, June 28th at midnight 25, with a prayer in Spanish. It's usually reported on 4111, and yes, that's the one which also had been on 4005, confusing with the Vatican. Very rarely is Uruguay DX'd on medium wave in North America, but Bruce Conte in New Hampshire managed to pull in the 550 station Radio Colonia, June 22nd at 0800. They were playing, of all things, Stars and Stripes Forever. It seems they used that tune as the cue for their news broadcast on the hour, identified from a recording he made by Henrik Clements in Sweden. We'd seen no reports of LRA 36 Antarctica for a sesquimonth since May 12th, so they may have been off the air until June 26th, when Maritz von Driesche in Belgium was again hearing them on 15476 at 1918 UT, and the next day at 1938. However, the signal was pretty good, but the audio was very poor. Transatlantic TVDX occurred on June 28th, when Jeff Rostron in Massachusetts picked up Portugal on 53.74 with their audio channel, and Hugh Hoover in Portugal was receiving American Channel 2 stations, according to reports in Skywaves and WTFDA. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 2nd, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 3 July 4th, 15 and 4 on July 12th and 13th. Solar flux stuck at a very low 66 through July 28th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1415.